Unit 1. Getting to the roots of meaning. In recent years, we have had to deal with the coronavirus. The disease is bad enough, but navigating the terminology can also be confusing. Even native speakers of English sometimes need reminders. After all, the last pandemic was around 100 years ago. And what exactly is a pandemic? Epidemic, pandemic, and endemic are all terms used to describe the spread of a disease, but they have different meanings based on their scale and location. We can understand the differences more easily if we break the words down into different parts and find the origin behind their meaning. All three words contain the Greek root dem, meaning people. The prefixes epi, pan, and en also have meanings. Let's start with the word epidemic. The prefix epi means among or on. An epidemic happens when a disease spreads quickly and affects many people in a certain area. It is usually caused by an infectious agent like a virus, bacteria, or parasite. The disease can spread easily when people are in close contact with each other. An example of an epidemic is a flu outbreak that may happen during the winter season. Pan, in the word pandemic, means all. This appears in many words, such as panorama. A panoramic photo is a 360-degree view showing everything in a scene. Similarly, a pandemic is a type of epidemic that affects people all over the world. It happens when a new virus or strain of a virus appears, and people do not have immunity to it. This means that the disease has spread all over the world. An example of a pandemic is COVID-19, which is still affecting people all over the world. However, COVID-19 may have reached the endemic stage. The prefix en means within or inside. It is also found in many words. For example, an email might have enclosed attachments such as pictures or documents. A more delicious example is almonds enrobed in chocolate. An endemic disease is always present in a certain area or population. Most people who live in the area are used to the disease and have built up some immunity to it. Endemic diseases are caused by factors like the environment, genetics, or lifestyle. For example, malaria is endemic in Africa, while dengue fever is endemic in Southeast Asia. Hopefully, while reading the above explanation, you have not scratched your head too much and damaged your epidermis and endangered your health. In fact, maybe this is just the panacea for ensuring that you not only endure English in your life, but come to enjoy it more.